gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk gardening here on this Veterans Weekend. Appreciate you taking a little time to be with us. Telephone number to be on the show, and we'll work the calls in with all the in Howard's Garden and things that I need to do. But that number is same as always, one number from anywhere in the world. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Let's start with the SPCA Pet Adoptions, brought to you by the SPCA of Texas and Espoma. Espoma has organic products for your lawn and garden, so your pet's paws will stay free of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. For more information, you can go to espoma.com, E-S-P-O-M-A, espoma.com. They've got a full line of organic products that are terrific, easy to spot these products for two reasons. The packaging's beautiful, real eye-catching, and then the other thing is that you'll find them more easily across the country in feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, nurseries than any other line of products, which is a big deal. A lot of people, you know, are puzzled about where to find organic products that we recommend a lot of times, and Espoma really helps out in that regard. My tea this morning is good. You might want to give it a shot. It's rose petals and hibiscus petals. And we're about to run out of those for the year. So if you've got any around, make some tea. Throw them in your tea with ginger, key lime, apple cider vinegar, and honey like I did this morning. It's really a very nice tea. We've got some new things going on. Well, let's see. Let me look at one thing on the website here, dirtdoctor.com, and make sure it's there for you. The yes, we and we may have done this one before, but I don't think we did. We've got our mystery photograph there, and if you identify it either by calling the show and telling me what it is or sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, you win one of our courses. We have an online course, 15 chapters that you take. It's a gardening and landscaping course. It actually gives you, when you pass all 15 chapters, certification by the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center. The website's texasorganicresearchcenter.org, or you can just simply go to dirtdoctor.com, and there's information there. There's a little video right on the homepage of me explaining it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of people have completed it. A lot of people are still taking it. You can take your time, take as long as you want to, or you can sit down and do it all at once. And the other thing that I should mention about identifying the mystery photograph is that not only do you win one of the courses, which is about $195 value, by the way, you also receive a gift, a 4-pound bag of Espoma, their Biotome Starter Plus. So take a look at that plant. Maybe a little tricky, but hopefully not too bad. And give us a call or send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The other thing we've got going on, we've got a new way of getting a really good deal on my books. We a lot of you know I have books. Some of you don't. We don't push them a whole lot on the show here, but we are going to a little bit more now because we've set up a way of trying to help raise some money for the nonprofit, for Texas Organic Research Center, or TORC. And it has to do with the books. If you go to the website, you can see how it works. Our last newsletter explains it in detail. If you don't get the newsletter, which is a free newsletter, by the way, you can just go to the newsletter button there, and it'll be, of course, the first one. It just went out this past week and explains how it works. Basically, if you buy $50 worth of books or donate $50 to Torque, you receive a free membership in the Organic Club of America, which is kind of cool. Gets a lot of benefits that the free part of the website does not have. And if you do over $75, there's some additional things that come along with it, like the seed from our garden. And that's expanding. We've got the seed that I've provided from our place, which starts with the inland sea oats, and I've just harvested a whole nother batch of fresh seed there. We've got a lot of the inland sea oats, which is really one of my favorite native grasses. It'll grow pretty much anywhere in the country. Really great for erosion control. It forms an unbelievably dense mat of a crown that fuses together, and so it works extremely well for erosion control. It's a pretty grass. It grows up 3, maybe even 4 feet high in some cases, generally around 2.5, 3 feet tall, something like that. Grows very easily from seed. If you let the seed shatter, it will spread, so you have to be a little bit careful about managing that. The seed heads are very pretty. They're decorative, and when they're cut, they make a wonderful cut flower arrangement piece. So that's one of the seed. The other is the little tree called Mexican buckeye. I have a bunch of different buckeyes at my place. Most buckeye seed are larger, up at a quarter to 50 cent size. The Mexican buckeye seed are the size of the small size marbles, I guess, or maybe a little smaller than that. They'll germinate 100%. They're great for growing and just having as a fun little plant in containers, purple flowers in the spring and yellow fall color in the autumn. Very easy to grow. Those of you in the north have to protect the little tree in the winter, but that's no big deal. Very easy to move in and protect. For most of the country, though, it'll grow outside and is really a tough little plant. We also have some shishito peppers, provided compliments of my friend Bob Webster in San Antonio from his garden there in San Antonio. It's the pepper that's the hot deal these days, the one that all the chefs are using as an appetizer and really starting to promote. Wonderfully easy to grow. Little round, dense pepper bushes, really pretty plants. And then the peppers, kind of wrinkly-looking peppers that you simply sauté in whatever oil you like. You can use coconut oil or butter or olive oil, I think, is probably the most common thing. And it makes it kind of crusty on the outside and a delicious pepper. We don't have them yet, but we're going to get some additional seed from Bob, and that's from his jicama. I talked him into growing jicama. He didn't even know he could do it in San Antonio, and he's had great success with that and is going to provide us some seed there. So it's a fun deal and a way to have a different angle to drum up some funds for Texas Organic Research Center, which has basically two missions. One is collecting all the data that exists already from other people. One of the, I've just run into it again this past week, people saying there's no research backing up the things that we talk about here, both the positive aspects and then the negative aspects too. Leading that charge would be the negative pesticide Roundup and all the human health and animal health problems related to that. There's a huge amount of data, and we've collected all that, and it's been put together under the website TexasOrganicResearch.org. The second thing is doing research ourselves on various things. We're doing something all the time. A lot of it, yes, is anecdotal. We get research from our listeners. A lot of great stuff comes from the people out there in the audience, and we really appreciate it, and we encourage it. And then the stuff that we do ourselves keep getting put on that website, TexasOrganicResearch.org. But if it was funded better, we could do a whole lot more and spread the word more on what we're trying to accomplish here. Well, we'll take our first break and then get into a couple of things. We already have some people holding. I'll get to your phone calls as quickly as I can. Telephone number, especially when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com, all spelled out. And then the TORC website is TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. I'll be back right after this, so don't go away.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and the number is 866-444-3478. The dog that I failed to include before the break is a beautiful dog and a real sweetheart at the SPCA in Dallas, 2.5-year-old Labrador Retriever. Weighing about 45 pounds, really light blonde, white, almost white color. And it says that she is playful and friendly and loves people especially, but gets along with other dogs as well. But she's right there on our website. Just go to the SPCA button. She's at the Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center just outside downtown Dallas. That's for the people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Obviously, wherever you are in the country, support your rescue organizations like and get great dogs like Leopard here. And the good news, other good news, is from previous features that we've done, Callie, Champ, and Athena were all adopted. Thank you for that. Wilbur and Oreo are still waiting for a home. Check out Wilbur, Oreo, and Leopard all on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Let's catch up on some calls. People came in early here, and then I'll get back to a few other things. Don in Weatherford first up. Hello, Don.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Hey, let me mention something to you, and then I have a question.
Okay.
We've listened to you for about 15 years, and we followed the organic program, and it's worked really well. And I wanted to let you know we have property that the back of it faces the west, so it gets a blistering sun in the summer. But, you know, the trees that I've planted, I planted some chase trees and the Texas kidneywood and that crazy golden ball lead tree and Mexican buckeyes. You know, under your program, those have thrived even in that extreme hot, no shade environment.
Well, that's great. Did the kidneywood have any freeze damage when we had that incredibly severe day where it changed, you know, about 50 degrees in a day?
It did where the sprouts, where the new sprouts come up around the base.
Yeah, okay.
Some of those that I had to cut off, they were dead. But the main body of the tree was fine.
Well, that's great. That's good to know. I lost one to freeze years ago in my backyard before I had gotten the soil really healthy. So we're kind of right on the edge for Texas kidneywood, and I love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful, fine-textured little tree.
It draws the butterflies in the spring. It's
yeah,
so pretty.
Right. Well, good. Good news.
Here's my question. I planted a variety of pines, and most of them have not done well. And I've listened to you here over the years. But back about 10 or 15 years ago, one of the pines that you recommended then, and I can't recall the name, I planted out in the front. It's on the east side. And it did really well for 7 or 8, 9, 10 years. And then a few years ago, it got these pine borers. And we've been on an organic program out there, but, you know, nevertheless, it's got these borers. And I've done the sick tree treatment, and I'm not here to talk about saving the tree because I think in another year it'll probably be gone. But here's my question. When I have to cut that down, is there anything in the soil there that's going to preclude me from planting a different type of non-pine tree?
No, not at all. You may have planted a tree that I used to recommend that I don't recommend anymore. I got smarter. It's called Afghan pine or Afghanistan pine or Mondale pine. Could it have been that tree?
I think it was maybe a Mondale.
Well, the problem, and we all made the mistake early on, it just did so well when it was young, and then long term it develops problems. And the reason why, and it's a pretty good giveaway by the name of the pine tree, Afghan pine, it's a desert tree. And in a situation where you're irrigating and you have, especially when you have pretty heavy soils, which you probably have some quite a bit of clay in your soil there in Weatherford, It eventually starts developing root disease problems, and then it's manifest by these insects that cause this oozing of sticky-looking stuff on the bark. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Okay, well, that's Afghan pine. You can keep them alive if you do one of two things. One, if you move west into West Texas more, where you don't get as much rainfall, and cut your irrigation system completely off, apply the entire sick tree treatment that I recommend, you know, which is to expose the flare. And, yes, pines do have flares. They're not as dramatic as other trees. But they do have flares that need to be exposed, and that helps a great amount. And you can keep it alive. I saw the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens turn some that were really in trouble around, and they're doing okay. But I would never plant any new ones unless I was really in a pretty xeric situation. No problem planting anything else in that same area. The diseases that affect it won't hurt other well-adapted trees at all. Anything to worry about there. If you want to plant another pine tree, there is a pine tree that'll do well there, and it'll grow just about anywhere, and it's called Italian stone pine. So that's the other alternative.
Good, good. Well, you know, we've extended the life of this tree by doing the foliar feed and the sick tree treatment.
Okay.
And there's no doubt about that. But maybe the top third of it is dead.
Yeah.
It's got holes in the trunk down, you know, like a mid-chest level, and then with this white oozing stuff.
It's not a great tree long-term for this area, so it might be best to plant something new like a big-tooth maple or something you know is going to be really, really healthy there in Weatherford.
Good deal. Well, listen, thank you very much for your call.
Okay, thanks for calling. And open line for you at 866-444-3478, website dirtdoctor.com. We've got the new deal going on books. You can really get some great values and get one of several of my books. The easy way to find out about this deal is click the red button at the top of the homepage.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, the birds beat me back. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was trying to look up something that I ran into on the way over here. One of my pet peeves are these new, I don't like outdoor advertisement. Anyway, you know, the big billboards. I was actually on a sign ordinance committee in Dallas years ago when we went through and said at what point the big billboards were going to stop being able to be used, but I don't know what happened to that. They seem like they're all still out there. But my even stronger pet peeve now is that they're using those electronic signs, and they change. And if something catches your eye that's interesting, which happened this morning, when you look at more detail of what it is, it switches to another ad. So I don't know how that kind of advertising works for people. It's a real head-scratcher. But what I saw, and maybe there's somebody out there listening that knows something about this, what caught my eye was it said in big letters, Organic Holiday. And that's all I got. It's when I look back at the road and then glance back, that's the other thing. It's probably dangerous. Glance back, see what it was. It had switched to another ad. But if anybody knows what that was all about here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or wherever it is, let me know. Let's see what Pat's up to in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It's another tree question.
Okay.
I have a sapling of an Eve's necklace, and it's in a grove of trees, which is on the side of a hill, which has a lot of limestone, has a lot of roots from the other trees, which are much bigger. But I'm in the middle of trying to dig this up, and it's about an inch and a half thick, at the bottom, and it's about six foot tall. It's spindly, of course, but it's a good looking shape and tree so far. And I've dug down about 8 inches that I can see this taproot's going straight down. And with all the rocks and with the roots of the trees, I'm wondering just how shallow I could dig into that root and for it still to be viable.
You want to dig into the root for what reason?
Well, I don't really want to dig into the root. I want to dig it out. I've been digging down to... I want to transfer it.
Oh, you want to transplant the Eve's necklace.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
It will transplant fairly easy. That's a tree I love. I think it's a great little native tree. It has a lot of benefits and everything, but it's a little delicate for a native tree. Some other natives are delicate as well. If it's got an L, which I think Eve's necklace will tend to do sometimes, in other words, one really strong root just going out in one direction rather than being a nice symmetrical amount of roots going out 360, it's very difficult to transplant. Do you have any idea whether that might be the case or not?
You mean as far as in the soil?
Right, the root system.
In the soil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I've done a couple of other transplants, and they have been L's, but I've thought it wasn't a good idea because I thought they were shooting out of the hill. They were sideways.
Right, and if it's an L, my only point is it's a lopsided root system, and you're going to cut off, the L goes out and then splatters into finer roots, in one direction. So when you dig the tree up, you don't get a real nice percentage of roots. It's the best time of the year to do what you're trying to do as soon as the foliage of the Eve's necklace turns yellow. Has that started to happen yet?
Yes, that's already popped.
Okay. You can go ahead now, and I would probably, if it was mine and I'm going to have to move it, I would bare root it. I'd start digging it up very gently and try to preserve as much as the roots as you can. That way, if it's an L, if it's all going one direction, you can go out that way. You don't have to dig a huge ball to get as much of that root system that's going out that direction as possible. Dig a big old lopsided hole and put all that in the new planting hole, and you have a pretty good percentage of chance for it to survive.
Well, it may be that this one that I see is going straight down. I don't know that this will have an L to it.
Well, the root system rarely ever goes just straight down unless there's some very unusual situation there. So
okay.
Just start uncovering it and see what you run into. No matter what, I'd do kind of a at least semi-bare rooted thing. I wouldn't put a big earth ball on it and move it that way. How big is the caliper? How big is the tree trunk?
About an inch and a half.
It's not really very big. Yeah, just bare root it, move it to the new location, backfill it, water it in, do the natural planting techniques that we recommend. You have a pretty good chance of survival with it.
Right. Well, I've gone. It's 8 inches below the actual surface, as far as going. What I see at the moment going straight down.
The trunk.
Yeah,
yes. Well, you need to uncover all that. That'll be good to do during this process and set it at the right height with that flare above the soil, and that will give you the best chance of survival.
Right. And even if I cut in, say, a couple more inches, if I dig down a couple more inches, if I then dig into that root,
well, you don't want to dig into the flare and damage the flare, so do it very, very carefully with hard tools and brushes and very gently get down to the flare.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You can do it bare-rooted, and you can have success, but when the tree is too deep like that and you start going down, at some point that flare is going to be turning and going out perpendicular. And when you get to that point and feel it, you need to be using the brushes and your hands with gloves and make sure you don't injure it any more than you absolutely have to. Set it at the right height at the new place. Nothing but the soil that comes out of the hole, of course, goes back in, and then the shredded tree trimmings mulch on top after you've watered it in well.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Take some pictures.
Digging. Thank you.
All right.
You.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
And the planting techniques that we recommend, yeah, they are a little bit different. If you haven't heard me describe that before, you can go to a couple of places. One of the books that is for sale is the newest book that we've done. We did with Mother Earth News, the organic manual, and I've got the latest diagrams and explanation on the tree planting techniques in it. You can also see pretty much the most recent on dirtdoctor.com as well. We don't recommend a lot of things that other people do, and we do recommend some things very strongly, and one of those is to have the flare set very dramatically high and exposed and not buried in the soil. Let's see. Well, let's go ahead and talk to David, listening on KMA in Creston, Iowa. Is that right?
Yeah, they're located in Shenandoah, but we're about, 60 miles from them. So, but it's in the area. Yep.
All right. Great. Thanks for joining us. What's up?
Thank you for taking me. I got a new name for you. I'm going to call you Dr. Howard.
That's fine.
Okay. Anyway, my wife's having a fever. She wants me to take some four clocks and run them down about a 30-foot pathway on either side. And the question I had, you know, we had a plant beside the house, and I noticed it had quite a few seeds laying on the ground, so I gathered them all up. About a million of them, I suppose. And she wants me to plant these down the sides of the walkway. It's kind of a wide walkway, you know, just kind of like a fence, so to speak, you know, a plant fence, I imagine what you call it, like what you call it, a grove or whatever.
Border.
But, are we supposed to put stakes? Well, I put a stake in one of them because they were laying over, you know, when they came up last year. And they got up pretty high. I thought, you know, that's nice. Maybe I should go down that whole area that she wants those planted in and put out stakes in there so when they do come up, you know, we have something to hold them up because they're not that strong. So,
well, 4 o'clocks just are kind of a sprawling plant, David. That's their natural growth pattern, and most people just let them sprawl on the ground. If you put a stake, you're going to have to tie the plant to the stake. It's not going to grab and hold on to the stake. So,
right.
What might be better would be to set up some kind of a wire, arbor, you know, like cattle panels or something a little lighter than that you put, forming kind of a tent shape, and then they can grow up through it and lean over and be held up. You see what I mean?
That's a great idea because I was going to put it like on the sides, you know, to kind of contain them a little bit, but they're still going to lean over. But yeah, that seems great. Without having to tie those, it would be safer for the plant.
Yeah, they can grow up through the metal, whatever you use, and then be held up naturally. The only thing I want to warn you about here, David, though, is 4 o'clocks are incredibly invasive, or can be. When they mature and the seeds scatter, they'll come up all around. So that's just a little warning. Watch out for when they start popping up in other places and don't let them get a foothold where you don't want them. The little seedlings are easy to hoe out or throw some mulch over or to spot spray with vinegar, organic herbicide or something like that, but just keep an eye out.
Yeah, we may not go 30 feet. We'll just probably shorten that down to like about 4 feet only in different areas.
Yeah, make it a little bit more manageable. That's a good idea.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You guys have a great day down there in Texas. It's cold here.
All right, stay warm, David. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
And we have people calling from all over the country and enjoy that. A lot of people are a little bit surprised by the fact that, you know, I'm talking to people all over the country, and my books I tell folks are good coast to coast and border to border if you change a couple of things. And the main one to change is timing when you do things, because obviously it gets colder faster up north and down south and that sort of thing. And then specific species of plants, of course, will vary from Washington State to Florida and from Maine to Arizona. There are a lot of plants that we talk about that can be used almost everywhere. But the main techniques of planting, preparing beds, improving the soil, transplanting, pruning trees, all the really important stuff, compost making and all that, is the same coast to coast and border to border. Take a look at that new red button at the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and it'll tell you about the buying Howard's books and this new deal we've got going for everybody. I'll be back right after this.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now, 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And open line at 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Sean? Sean?
Yep, it's Sean.
Sean in Hazlett, Texas. What's up?
Howard, I got a bur oak. I planted it about a year ago. I did all the proper techniques. The root flare is completely exposed to the point where I even had part of the fringe. Upper parts of the root ball were actually up as well. The tree was not what I would consider a high quality one. It's one of these ones that grew in a small container and grew straight up and was tied up in the store, and it got too tall for the size of the root ball.
Yeah.
And so I planted it about a year ago, and it was just from a logistical standpoint, it was clear that it was going to have some support. It's been given garret juice and other forms of seaweed and different types of soil drenches and foliar feeds. The canopy grew out, you know, what I would consider very, very well for the first year. We did have a dry spot where I went on vacation this summer, where it dried out and lost all its leaves. Once I, you know, started watering it again and doing deep waterings, it came back. Well, I would say about 2 months ago, I decided to pull the stakes out that I used to support it. And despite how healthy the tree looks and the diameter of the tree still grew, the root ball is insufficient to hold the tree up correctly. And when the wind blows, it really blows it down one way or the other, whether it's coming out of the south or whether it's coming out of the north. Now, this tree, if I sent you a picture of it, you would go, that's exactly how it needs to be planted. You know, it's exact. I followed all your techniques. But this root ball, despite how healthy the tree looks, is just not holding. And I think when the wind blows it, Howard, I think it's, if it's trying to grow a wider root, a frame of roots, I think the wind blowing hard is pulling it back and maybe not letting it grow. I'm wondering, should I try staking it again, or is this tree never going to make it?
Well, how long has it been in the ground now?
Howard, it's coming up on a year right now.
Right at a year. When you took it, is it moving around? Is the trunk moving around in the ball, or is the ball moving and it staying firm, the tree staying firm in the ball?
There is some movement of the tree in the ball, and then there's movement of the ball
itself.
Yes.
When you pulled it out, it was in a container when you bought it?
Yes.
And when you pulled it out of the container, did you soak it in water and loosen the roots and all before you put it in the ground?
No, I didn't. Howard, I shook out the dirt and loosened it in that fashion.
Okay, but you didn't soak it in water?
No.
Well, that would have helped, but and letting it get dried out, you know, like you said happened, that stresses it quite a bit. You're going to have to restake it, and probably what I would do is do some roughing up of the root system after the fact. In other words, dig down outside the ball, rough up the edge, and go down in there and try to loosen the roots even more than you may have done already. What I want to try to do is figure out how we can get water into that ball. Once you plant a tree and it's not totally saturated, you know, totally wet and no dry spots in it at all, it's almost impossible for the water to move in there into the ball after it's been planted. So we need to figure out how to get the thing completely hydrated in some way. It might even be good, even though it's been a year now, is to pull it out of the ground completely and soak it in water with just a little bit of Garrett juice in the soaking, loosen those roots, and then replant it and stake it. You're going to have to stake it. This is a lot of trouble. It might be better to just go, you know, buy another tree that's got a little bit more substantial root system.
You know what, Howard? I mean, I've almost done that a few times, but it looks perfect if it wasn't for the shifting back and forth. I mean, it looks like it ought to be healthy.
Well, yeah, but the fact that shifting back and forth is evidence that they're not growing out healthy in a healthy way and holding the thing firm. Well, go ahead then and restake it. Let's let water run on it and for like a day and just thoroughly saturate it and hydrate that root system, and then let the stakes stay on it through the winter and then in through the first growing season of the spring. If you can't take those stakes off by next summer, those roots will not have grown out enough for it to be a good enough tree to keep.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
Give it a whirl. Send me some pictures, and if I see anything else, I'll let you know. But let's try that route. Okay. I guess he's gone. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And we've got some open lines for you if you want to jump on here at 866. We're going to have a visitor for the beginning of this next hour, and then we'll get back to your phone lines at 1-866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The information on those deals on the books of mine and how to get seeds and membership in the Organic Club of America and all that is right at the top of dirtdoctor.com, that red button at the top.